Proclamation number 6710, dated the December 9th, 1956. Negative results of misguided teachings. Only in truth is light. And thus people who have been misguided by incorrect teachings cannot find any coherence. It is dark within them, and in this darkness it is impossible for them to see my image properly. They are given a distorted image of me and therefore cannot love me properly either. In fact, they only fear me as a god of vengeance and punishing judge, whereas the pure truth from me unveils an image which attracts them, which awakens love within them because it portrays me as I am, a god of love, a father to his children, a lord, to whom all his servants are devotedly loyal. If people loved their God and Father, they would not sin. They would forever aim to carry out my will and thus live a life within divine order. And if people were only ever given the truth, they would also love me. But what is the situation in the world? Humanity's spiritual low, its heartlessness, proves that human beings do not live in the light of the truth. Thus wrong doctrines about me and misguided thoughts have been imparted to them, otherwise they would not be able to live in this darkness. But people are not even able to accept the light of truth any longer. Their blindness is so severe that no ray of light can penetrate it, and that therefore the truth can no longer be recognized either. My adversary has succeeded in making the night so dark in a manner that a person can rarely find the morning light. And yet this seemingly impenetrable night will also be lit by flashing lights, and time and again human beings are shown a way which leads through the darkness into the light of day. And even the totally blind are given guides who offer their help. And all it takes is a little goodwill. But where the will is missing, not much can be achieved. However, all human beings will be confronted with the image of their God and Father of eternity sooner or later, i.e., every human being will be offered the truth one day and I will be portrayed to him as I am in reality, as a perfect being, as love, wisdom and power. And every human being can accept this image of me within himself and repeatedly reflect on it, and it will consistently appear to him clearer and brighter and not vanish from his thoughts again. But he can also look away in indignation, then the deepest darkness will remain in his heart and the truth offered to him will not touch it. The importance of my distorted image in relation to human development is clearly evident in the low spiritual level of people, because human beings would never have fallen so low if they had always been offered the truth. With the right doctrines, they would never have been able to move so far away from me, which has already happened due to misguided teachings. Because belief in me has gone astray in those who were willing to believe but who felt repelled by misguided teachings and who did not request the correction, the truth, from me myself, since they found it difficult to believe in the kind of being they were taught about. Misguided teachings are my adversary's weapons, and they are always directed against me, thus they are also very useful in destroying faith in me, which is my adversary's intention. And thus the reason for the prevalent atheism has to be looked for in the distribution of erroneous spiritual knowledge, in the distortion of my image which has been given to people. And only pure truth can portray me to people in such a way that they will be able to love me and once again establish the right kind of relationship with me. Only the brightest light can disperse the darkness. But only if people themselves open their eyes in order to see. Amen.